Come, creatures of the earth and night, go about and about. Seek it out. The weird stone of Brisingamen. For I, Nastrol, Lord of Ragnarok, would possess it.
This is the tale of the Weird Stone of Brisingamen by Alan Garner. At dawn, one still October day in the long ago of the world, across the hill of Alderley, a farmer from Mobberley was riding to Macclesfield Fair.
Steady! Steady, lass! That's more like it. Can't have they turning up at market in a great muck sweat now, can we? Buyers don't like it. And I'm counting on thee for a right good price, my lady. Oh, yes. Here. Steady was what I said. No, nothing about stop. Hey, up what the...
You go to sell your milk-white mare, farmer?
That's the idea, grandad. Now, if you wouldn't mind standing to one side, maybe I could be getting along.
I come here to buy.
You? What did you want with a fine beast like this?
What is your price?
More than you can lay your hands on, that's for sure. If you want to buy, come to Macclesfield like everybody else and match the best offer. Then we'll talk. Meantime, clear out of my road.
Go your way, then. But none will buy from you. I shall await you here at sunset.
Come on, then. Come on, what's the matter with you all? You'll not see a better mare than this, not in the whole of Cheshire. Hey, you, sir, make me an offer. God's sakes. Make me any offer at all. Can't make it out. Best mare in the county, bar none, and not one buyer. Not a single one.
Yes, a single one.
You? What have you been up to? Bewitch me, is that it? well, you've got me where you want me, haven't you? How much will you give?
Enough. Come with me.
By Seven Firs and Goldenstone, they went to Stormy Point and Saddle Bowl. At last, they halted before a great rock embedded in the hillside. The old man touched it lightly with his upraised staff.
Reverence your lordship, mercy. Have mercy. I don't want the mare, you keep her. Only spare me.
Get up, no. I shall not harm you. Lead the horse and follow me.
Into the hill. No. No.
Come, I promise you safe conduct. You shall see wonders. Do not be afraid.
Beyond the gaping rock, there stood a pair of iron gates. And then, a long and narrow tunnel led them deep into the hill. A light, subdued but beautiful, marked their way until they came into a great cavern.
What's all this? Where am I?
In the Hall of the Enchanted Sleepers.
Knights in armor?
Silver armor. 140 of them.
And a horse to everyone. A milk-white mare, just like...
Not quite everyone. One is missing. That is why you are here.
Are the horses sleeping too?
Yes, and so shall yours until that day shall come it will, when England lies in direst peril. Then from out the hall, these must ride, and in a battle thrice lost, thrice won upon the plain, drive the enemy into the sea.
What battle? What enemy? I don't understand you.
No matter. Now, leave your horse. Come after me. I think perhaps you will understand what these are saying to you.
Cold jewels! God's sakes!
Fill your pockets.
And very shortly afterwards, the farmer from Mobberley found himself standing on a hill by Stormy Point, under a broad, full moon, alone, his pockets crammed with treasure. A great unbroken rock towered over him, and though in later years he tried to find them, neither he nor any after ever saw the iron gates again.
Wilmslow in 15 minutes. All right, are you?
Yes, fine. Thanks very much.
Plenty of time.
We have to collect up our stuff. Not yet. He said plenty of time. Are you nervous? Of course not. Well, perhaps a bit. Galvin Mossack. It's a funny name, isn't it? Cheshire, I expect. Anyway, he's a farmer. Farmers always have names like Galver, Gowler and Bess. I don't really remember Bess at all, do you? Not really. It just seems like it. That's because Mummy talks about her all the time. I wonder what Mum's doing now. At the airport, I expect. I wish we could have gone to India. 6 months sunshine. I could have just done with that. They do have rain as well, you know. Well, at least we could have seen Dad. I think his firm's really mean to say they wouldn't pay for us as well. It's terribly expensive. Anyway, 6 months on a farm, that's something. Hey, I think we're slowing down.
Wimslow! Wimslow!
Hello. I'm thinking you must be Colin and Susan.
That's right. Are you, Mr. Mossack?
I am. But we'll have none of you, Mr. Mossack, if you please. Galver's my name. All right, got all your bits and pieces, have you?
Yes.
It's not much, is it?
Thanks for coming on after us. And our bikes. Passenger luggage in advance.
Queer sort of advance when you get here in front of them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right then, let's be getting home, shall we? Bessie's getting us some supper. We're over here.
Oh, Mr. Mossack. Calver, does that cart belong to you?
Unless somebody bought it while I wasn't looking.
What marvellous red wheels. And white horse.
Aye, that's Prince. Hello, boy. And this is Scamp. Yeah, all right, all right, all right. These are Colin and Susan. Friends. Up you go, the pair of you.
Scamp's getting used to us.
I reckon so. Friends of mine are friends of his.
Hey! What on earth is that?
What's what?
That hill.
Oh, aye. Yon's Alderley Edge. 600 foot high and 3 mile long.
I thought Cheshire was supposed to be flat.
Oh, it is for the most part. But not where we live. Oh, you'll have some grand times up there, I can tell you.
It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Aye, there's some as reckons it is. But you mun always listen to what folks say. Anyway, here's where we go up climbing behind it. And once we're at the top, we're home as near as makes the watch. Hey up, Prince. Easy does it.
Gosh, Miss... Oh, Bess. That was a terrific supper.
Aye, well, I reckon as I've been eating something. Sandwiches and bits and pieces on a train. I mean, they don't stay by you, do they?
Galver?
Hmm?
This house, What's his name again?
Highmost Redmoney.
Highmost Redmoney. Is he very old?
Getting on. There's been mussocks here a good 300 years, so it must be that at least.
Wow. I think it's absolutely super. I love half-timbered houses.
Just as well. You'll see a good few of them in Cheshire.
Hey, now, look at that. That boy's falling asleep in his chair. Time you were both in bed. I'll fetch some candles for you.
Candles?
What did you think? These in here, they aren't for show, you know.
No electricity at Highmost Redmoney.
Golly! Here, can I light them?
Yeah, here you are. Come on. Wait a minute. Let's have a look at yon bracelet.
What this? That's my tear.
Thy tear, is it?
Mum gave it to me.
Oh, Galva, look at this. Give it another bride stone. And after all these years...
Oh, aye.
The bride stone?
I gave that to your mother. And my mother gave it to me. And her mother gave it to her, and so on. Back and back.
I never knew that.
Oh, yes. Such a pretty dewdrop. Have you seen how it burns?
Oh, yes. There's a thing, like a blue flame inside, and it won't keep still.
That's right. Look, there it is now. Hey, what are you doing, child?
Giving it back to you. It's yours, an heirloom.
Nay, lass, me keep it. 12 years I looked after the mother. She's like a daughter to me. But I've no children of my own. Thee keep it. I can see thou it's in good hands. Right now, off with you to bed.
Galva? What are we going to do tomorrow?
Well, in the morning you can give me and Sam our butt down with a bit of haymaking, if you like.
Oh, lovely!
Will we be able to explore the edge?
Yeah, I reckon there might be a moment for that.
If you're going on feds, just you be careful. Have you told them, Galva?
Not yet.
Told us what?
Yon place is riddled with old mine shafts. So you need to keep your eyes open for holes in the ground. If you went down one of them, that'll be the end of you.
Bess is right. And you don't want to venture down any caves you might find, either.
Oh, we won't. We'll be very careful.
Now, for the third time, away to bed with you.
Oh, I'm done for.
I make that 6 caves and 4 holes in the ground.
Colin, did you hear something?
Water! Feed her!
Where? My trough.
I wonder if it's okay to drink.
Let's try.
Hey, there's writing.
Oh, yeah. Drink of this and take thy fill. For the water falls by the wizard's will.
The wizard again?
We really must ask Alpha what it's all about. Let's go home and ask him now. It's nearly tea time anyway.
Nearly there. Mind out, car coming.
Oh, what a beastly looking woman.
Is this the road to Macclesfield?
I'm afraid I don't know. We've only just come to stay here.
Oh. Then you'll want a lift. Jump in.
Thanks, but we're living at this next farm.
Get in the back.
No, really, it's only a few yards.
Get in!
Look, honestly, it...
Humptato.
I beg your pardon?
Lapidato.
I'm sorry.
Somniato.
Are you...
Qui liberta opera facitis.
I'm not much good at Latin.
Holy nice, scamp.
Ta!
Heel, scamp. Heel, boy.
Oh, look. That's Mr. Mossack. He'll be able to tell you the way to Macclesfield.
No doubt.
Well, what was all that about?
Colin, you were going to get in the car.
Was I?
You just opened the door.
So I had.
And another thing, my tea's gone all misty.
Let's see. No, it hasn't.
Oh, it's clear again. But it wasn't, I swear. It had gone like milk.
Oh, by the way, what did old Selina Place want with you?
Selina Place?
You were talking to her just before you came in.
Really? Mm. Well, often you see her bothering with folks.
But how do you know her? She seems to be a stranger round here.
Stranger?
Yes. She stopped and asked the way to Macclesfield.
She what? Selina Place has lived in Alderley ever... Oh, well, for as long as I can remember.
Oh.
Yeah, she lives in one of those big houses on the back of the hill.
St Mary's Cliff, it's called.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a great rambling barn of a place. Lives there with three great dogs.
Wolves, more like.
I can't really say I've seen them, but wolves is what they sound like.
Fair freeze your blood, it does, to hear them howling of a winter night.
Ooh, how horrible.
Anyway, was it all she wanted? Just yes. Had to get to Macclesfield?
Yes. I think she's not quite right in the head.
Yeah. Up and you best have a word with Jan. I think she's maybe up to summat.
Oh, get away with your bother. The lad's right, she's a bit cracked. Still, it's as well to keep away from the likes of her.
We will. Don't worry.
Hey, I'll have another drop of tea if you don't mind.
Galther, can you tell us anything about the wizard?
The wizard? Well, now, yon's quite a story. Are you sure you want to stay around for it in an afternoon like this?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, then. The way my father used to tell the tale, it goes like this. At dawn, one still October day, in the long ago of the world, across the hill of Alderley, a farmer from Mobberley was riding to Macclesfield Fair. And neither he, nor any that came after him, ever saw the iron gates again.
Is that a true story?
There's some as reckons it is. Though I say it's nobbut a legend. God darn me, if it isn't that carrion crow again. Ah, there he goes. If he doesn't shift himself soon, I'll take my shotgun to him. His sort are a rick menace in the lambing season. Yeah, well. And what are you going to do with yourselves now,
Don't know.
I say, let's see if we can find the iron gates.
Oh, yes!
I wish you luck. You're not the first to try. And I don't suppose you'll pick last.
Well, if you two go and got beds, then you'll have to take some coats. It'll get quite chilly there this time of day. And don't be too late, will you?
Abracadabra!
Open sesame!
Oh, it's no good.
I didn't believe it anyhow. Rocks don't just open.
Anyway, it was time we were going.
Okay, but let's go back the other side of this bridge. We haven't been there yet.
All right, race you.
I'm going to win!
You're not! I'm going to win!
Oh. Ooh. What a creepy place.
Feels as if we're being watched.
Oh, we are!
What?
There! It's the carrion crow! It's the same one!
Don't be daft! How can you possibly tell? Shoo! Shoo! Go away! Go away, will you?
What's happening?
Don't know.
Oh, Colin, what are they? Are they monkeys? Lizards?
No, I don't know what they are.
Oh, golly!
Get back to the road, quick! Come on, run! Sue, no! Not downhill!
Well, not!
I'm not! If we can just find Stormy Point! Up here! There! Make for the ledge!
They're catching up with us!
You go on!
We've got to stay together!
Then help me, you idiot!
What are you trying to do?
Break this bridge! Pull! Harder!
Now what?
I'm going to throw it at them!
Colin, throw now! Now, come on!
Gave them something to think about. Nearly there.
made it!
What's that?
Oh no! They're in the devil's grave! Dozens of them are going to be cut out!
Down this way then! Down!
How? It's too steep!
No, it's not!
Here!
Children grown so mighty that you must needs meet two with hundreds. Run, maggot breed of Ymir, ere I lose my patience. Run!
It's the wizard, yes.
Come quickly, children, lest there be worse than Svarts abroad. For indeed I smell much evil in the night. Come, you need not fear me. Your troubles are over. Though I fear it may be only for this night. Now, stand close by me. Do not be alarmed at what you are about to see. Rock, hear my voice. Open! Essenaroth!
Oh, it's just like Gowda said. And look! Look!
So, saw this crow, and when I tried to shoo it, it won't move. And then all those creatures...
Svarts.
Yes, well, they came busting out of the ground and after us.
This is indeed puzzling. What is in you to draw the attentions of the Svart Alfar? I do not understand it. Do you?
No, I mean, I don't understand anything at all, because... Well, this simply can't be happening. We must be dreaming.
This is no dream.
It's a legend too, then.
It is. And would it were not, for that was a luckless day for me.
So, are you really the wizard?
I have had many names among many peoples through the long ages of the earth, but you shall call me Cadellin in the days to come. I believe our paths will run together for a while.
And the creatures, the Svarts, what are they?
They are of the goblin race, the Svart Alfar. A cowardly people, night-loving, sun-loathing. They have no magic, and alone are no danger to me. But it would have gone ill with you had I not heard their alarm call echoing through the hollow hill.
What about the crow?
The crow, yes. Bird and no bird. I do not have to guess who sent him. But why the moth brood should concern itself with you, that I must find out. You see, they aim at my destruction.
Your destruction?
Just so. And for some reason, I fear you could advance them in their work. Maybe their next move will tell us more.
But Cadellan, why are you in danger? And who are they? What was it? The moth brood?
That is a long story. And one of which I am ashamed. Come with me. If you know the legend, you will recognize these.
The knights in silver armor, the enchanted sleepers.
Yes, And this we call Fundindel.
Oh, but it's so beautiful. Which one is the farmer's horse?
This, in front of us.
But Cadellan, what exactly are they doing here?
I am about to tell you. Long years ago, beyond the memory of books or men, Nastrond, the great spirit of darkness, rode out to war upon the plain. But there came against him a mighty king, and Nastrond fled into the abyss of Ragnarok, so that men rejoiced, thinking that evil had vanished from the world forever. Yet the king knew that this could never be.
Is the king sleeping over there?
All in good time. Now, it was prophesied that when Nastrond should return, then he must be victorious, unless a band of warriors, pure in heart and brave, could defy him, could make him sink forever into the abyss. So the king took counsel and chose the worthiest of his knights, 140 of them, and he brought them here to Fundindel, and all were put into an enchanted sleep. And yes, that is the same king raised up in the midst of them.
But why don't they wake up or die?
Magic. The most powerful magicians of the age wove an incomparable spell that stays these warriors from growing old or weak. A spell that no evil could ever break.
Never?
As to that, yes. The spell was sealed with fire frost, with the weird stone of Brisingamen. It and the warriors were put into my charge until the time shall come to rouse them and to send them forth against the malice of Nastrond.
Cadellan? Is the spell in danger?
Its magic rests in fire frost. The light you see all round us springs from the weird stone. While fire frost remains, there is light in Fundindel. The sleepers lie in safety, and Nastrond can do nothing, try as he may, and has. Yet each day I dread to see the flames tremble and give way to shadows, to hear the murmur of men that wake before their time, and the neigh of horses, for I have lost the weird stone of Brisingamen.
Lost it? You can't have. I mean, if it's a special stone, how can you just lose it? It must be in here somewhere.
But it is not. I will show you. See, here is the niche, the throne of Firefrost, and it is empty.
Oh, it wasn't very big then.
As the first joint of my middle finger.
But where exactly have you looked?
Where have I not looked? Come this way. Come, come. Yes. Yes, this is the treasury which you've heard of, which lies here for the king's use when he has conquered Nastrond. But you would not think it so beautiful if you, like me, had handled every diamond, pearl, sapphire, amethyst, opal, carbuncle, garnet, topaz, emerald, and ruby to find a stone that's not here. 5 years I spent at it.
So where can it have gone?
Ah, where indeed? I can only think that knave of a farmer was even greedier, more cunning than he appeared. Would that I'd never let him in.
Then why did you?
The milk-white mare. I had to have the mare, remember. The day the spell was sealed, not more than 139 such horses had been found.
I had to have one more, and there it was. Perfection. I brought the wretched man in here, then led the mare into the hall, took Firefrost in my hand to tether her with sleep, then put it back again. He must have seen.
But couldn't you have got it back from him?
I never knew that it had gone. Nothing changed. The light charm. It was 100 years before I passed this way again. Oh, yes, then I went into the world. I sought the farmer and his family, but he was dead. They were scattered. And when the moth brood heard that I was seeking something, they were quick to guess the truth and themselves began to search. They found nothing. Nor, for that matter, did I. But Firefrost is somewhere. It is living, or the light would have gone out. So there is hope.
What if Nastrung were to find it?
He would set out to destroy it. If he could do that, then the magic would fail, the sleepers wake and age and die. And what would stop him then? So, there you have the story of my troubles. And I trust the answers to your questions. And now you must go home, for it is late and your friends will be anxious. Come.
What about
the Svarts, they will not venture out again. But I will go with you. I will show you an old elf road where the creatures of darkness fear to tread. Use it, should you want to visit me again. Oh, Aunt Susan. Colin. Do not tell your friends of me.
Don't you think it's a bit late to be looking for wizards? It's gone 11 o'clock, the nurse.
We're very sorry, Galther. We didn't mean to be so late, but we got lost and stuck in a bog and
it took us ages to find the road again.
Oh, well, we'll say no more about it then. But think on you more carefully, future.
Aye, with all them mine holes lying around, I was that worried.
Bess was for having the police and the fire brigade out looking for you. She thought I wasn't good enough.
Oh, gosh, did she come looking for us?
Aye, me and Prince. And Scamp, too.
Oh, we're very sorry.
Never mind. You're back. That's the main thing. Now, then, what you need is a good hot bath. Get that mud off. Then away to your beds with a bit of supper. You look dead beat. Happen you better take things easy tomorrow. No more gallivanting over Thedge.
I think we've seen enough of Elderly Edge for a day or two.
Susan! Colin! Dinner time!
Coming!
Galther, have you washed your hands?
Yeah, it's lucky we got that hay in. Had a feeling we should have rain. Oh, hello, you two. Feeling better, are you?
We're fine. We slept light.
So I noticed.
We've been unpacking and fixing up our rooms.
Aye, their trunks turned up just after breakfast.
And our bikes.
Oh, aye. I was wondering who the cyclists were. Hey, you better put them out of the wet in the barn. Oh, that reminds me. I went into that barn first thing for some sacks. And bless me if the place inner full of owls. I counted my own 2 dozen snoozing among the rafters. I've never seen out like it.
Oh, let's go out and have a look.
Susan, you sit down to your dinner first.
Well, hey, and there's another rum thing's happened, Bess. I was in front Bagley and this fella comes asking if I got a job for him.
What?
I didn't like his looks at all. He was a midget with long black hair and a beard and skin like owed leather. More Romany than out else, to my way of thinking. Anyway, I tell him I didn't need a man, and he was fair put out. Starts to argue. So I give him his marching orders. He turns on his heel, stalks off, seeing as I might regret the way I treated him. I've been thinking, maybe I'd better let Scamp have the run of the end pen for a night or two, just in case.
When we get to Alderley Village, maybe you'd like to help me with the shopping, Susan.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. What about me?
You can come with me and give me a hand delivering the eggs and vegetables.
Oh, great! I say, Galther, you know the lake we went to yesterday?
Radnamere here?
Yes. Well, when we were fishing, I suddenly noticed what a lot of birds there were.
I don't recall that many.
No, but the thing is, the reason why I noticed it, on the edge there aren't any.
Aye, that's right. It's always been like that, to my knowledge. Flies, yes. Birds, no. Yes, I've been, I've wandered around there half the day. We've seen none but a pair of jays. Very strange, when you come to think of it.
It's a funny place, Fedge. Oh, my. It's got to be another scorcher. By the time we've done, you'll be needing ice creams, I shouldn't wonder.
Is yours okay?
Super. How about another? I'll have strawberry this time.
Haven't got enough money. Anyway, Bess and Galtel will be back any minute.
Pity.
What are you doing? Trying to fight the fire inside my tear. It's jolly difficult sometimes. Ah, got it. Do you know what it reminds me of?
That cigarette lighter.
Oh, stupid. That isn't blue, is it? No. I was thinking of the light in Fundendale. Oh, my goodness.
But it couldn't be, could it?
Don't know.
I mean, how?
Don't know that either.
Anyway, it can't be. The wizard would have known the moment he set eyes on it.
Oh, yes, of course. No, wait a minute. He didn't say it. He couldn't have. We were wearing our coats. We both were. And the sleeves covered it. Oh, Colin!
We must find Cadellan at once, because if this is Farfrost, the sooner he has it, the better. There's Bess and Galpa now. Come on!
Bess, have you always lived in Audley?
Bless you, yes. I was born and bred in Thuff. But my mother was a goose tree woman, and I believe before that her family had connections Mobley way.
Mobley? But that was where the farmer in the legend came from.
Aye, so they reckon.
Galtha, before we get home, Sue and I would just like to go and look at Stormy Point. Come on, down here.
Colin, hadn't we better take the elf there? Cadellan did say.
We haven't time for that. It's too far round. Anyway, it's broad daylight, so I don't see what can happen.
Okay, then. I say, how are we going to find Cadellan when we get to Stormy Point?
We'll go straight to the rock and call him. Being a wizard, he's bound to hear, I hope.
Colin, look.
Mist. That's funny. Must be the heat.
It's behind us, too.
Oh, it's all around us.
Why is it so cold? Oh, it's horrible. Let me out! Let me out!
Sue, come back! Sue! Sue, where are you?
Oh, no!
Sue?
I'm here, Colin. Be careful. I think I'm on the edge of a cliff.
Keep still, then. I'll feel my way to you. It's okay. I'm here.
Crumbs!
I'll try dropping a stone. One, two, three. Oh, crikey. Come on, we've got to get back to the path. And quiet. Whatever made this fog is almost certainly listening for us. Take my hand.
Colin, we've been walking a good 5 minutes. Are we going the right way?
I don't know. I'm beginning to think this mist is moving with us.
And it's freezing. Oh, I wish Cadellan would come.
Perhaps we'd better shout for him.
We'll give away our position.
I'm not sure that matters anymore. Let's try. Cadellan!
Cadellan!
Cadellan! Help!
No use. Like shouting into cotton wool.
We'll just have to find our way out.
Hello? What's this?
Couple of boulders.
There's more.
Must be a ring of stones.
Then we're inside it. Quick, get out!
We're gonna come soon. Look!
Run! Run!
I can't! My feet won't move!
Give it to me, child.
No!
Give.
Leave her alone! If you
be given must be taken!
To come and visiting wizards.
Who said that?
Your servant. Rocks are old, stubborn souls. They were here before we came, and they will be here when we are gone. They have all the time there is, and will not be hurried.
Are you a dwarf?
That I am. By name, Fenodery. Wineskin or Squabnose to disrespectful friends. Take your pick.
Please take us to the wizard if you can. Something dreadful has happened and he must be told at once in case it's not too late.
In case what's not too late? Oh, there I go. After gossip and all around us turmoil and urgent deeds. Let us find Cadellin. Rock, hear me. Isenaroth.
Yes, oh yes. It is the stone, that is Firefrost. No other has that heart of flame. And to think that it was by me and I did not hear it call. But tell me, the one who took it, what was he like?
He was very, very tall and very thin.
What we could see of him, he had a sort of robe, you know, like a monk. And we couldn't see his face.
And it smelled disgusting.
Like old drains. And then, although he didn't speak, we sort of heard him tell us what to do.
Grimnir, who else? You're to be my ruin after all.
Who is Grimnir?
He is, or was, a man. One who in his lust for knowledge practiced the forbidden arts. But the black magic ravaged his heart and made a monster of him. He left the paths of day and went to live beneath the waters of Hlinthi, the Black Lake, growing mighty in evil, second only to the ancient creatures of the night that attend their lord in Ragnarok.
Aye, and no one in memory has seen his face nor heard his true voice. Dwarf legend speaks of the remorse that dwells therein for what he might have been.
Oh, true, but we've no time for legends now. We must do what we can, and quickly. Tell me, who can have seen Firefrost and recognized it?
Well, no one. Oh, yes, they can. That awful woman, Colin. You remember, my tea went misty. Selena Place!
Ah, that one, eh? Up to her tricks. Had we but known she was in it, we might have guessed the weight of the matter.
Oh, why did you not tell me this before?
It didn't seem important.
Important? Selena Place, as you know her, is chief witch of the Morthbrood. Worse, she is the Morrigan, the third bane of Logris. No matter, it is done.
Is there nothing we can do?
I think there is little any of us can do now. And certainly there'll be no place for children in the struggle to come.
But you can't mean that. We want to help.
You can best help me by freeing me from worry for you. Go back to your own world. Now that you do not have the stone, you'll be safe there. Go now. Fenodery will keep with you to the road.
Listen. You will be safe now. But if you should have need of me, tell the owls in Farmer Mossop's barn.
The owls? Do you mean to say...
Aye. My people sent them. Two nights ago, they brought word of an evil closing in on you. A bird that was no bird, which led a dreadful presence to the farm.
Grimnir!
That is my guess. And now, I must away, back to Cadellin. Farewell, my friends. Yonder is the road. Remember us, and wish us well.
We will.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, I feel as if I've lost even more than Firefrost.
So do I.
Farewell.
The tale of the weird stone will continue in a couple of minutes. continue our tale. It is now several months later.
Susan, have you written to Auntie Gertrude?
No, I can't think of anything to say.
Have you two finished your homework?
Yes.
Then why don't you come down into the kitchen?
Okay, we will in a minute. We've just got to write a few more Christmas thank you letters.
Ah, well, don't be too long.
What's the matter with you?
Every time Bess looks at me, I know exactly what she's thinking.
What?
How could that girl have lost my bridestone? And worse than that, how could she be such a little liar?
Yeah, well, she probably thinks you thought she'd punish you and...
I know! I wish I'd never told her. She still doesn't believe a word of it.
No. Gartha does, though.
Yes, you're right. I think Gartha knows more than he lets on. Oh, by the way, have you looked in the barn today?
Yes, not an owl in sight.
I wonder where they've gone.
Perhaps Cadelli's got the stone back.
He'd have told us, wouldn't he? Perhaps he's lost the fight.
Perhaps he thinks we're out of danger.
Perhaps. Oh, I wish I knew.
Hey, Sue, tomorrow, if he's fine, why don't we ask Bess for some sandwiches and take our bikes along the edge?
What a smashing day.
Spring already.
In January. Let's go up to Castle Rock, shall we?
Okay. The view will be terrific on a day like this.
Steep.
Not especially. You must be getting feeble.
Oh, bother. There's someone there already. Let's not stop.
Hey, Sue! It's Cadellin!
Crikey, so it is. Cadellin!
Ah, the children.
Hello, Cadellin.
We thought something must have happened to you.
Many things have happened to me, but I am none the worse for them.
Yes, but when the owl disappeared, we wondered if...
Ah, I see. Oh, you must not look on life so fearfully. We called the birds away because there was no danger, that was all.
See, I told you.
Yes, but what about the moth brood? Have they still got my tear?
They have, and they have not.
What does that mean?
Grimnir still has fire frost. He should have taken it to Ragnarok. He should have given it to his master, Nastrot. However, word has come to me that he and the moth brood intend to keep it for themselves, perhaps believing they can make use of its power. If so, they're mistaken. But in their greed and their deceit lies all our present hope.
I don't see much hope in that.
Ah, but Grimnir will not willingly share power with anyone. He will try to cheat the moth brood and that woman, Selina Place, as well, if he can manage it. So as long as they are scheming to deceive each other, Firefrost stays out of Nastron's hand, and for that we must be thankful.
Is there still nothing we can do?
Nothing more than you have done these past few months. We do not want you falling foul of that one again.
Of Grimnir? Can you see him? What are you pointing at?
Easy, girl, easy. I'm only looking at the mist above Lindy. You cannot have forgotten that.
No. What do you think he's doing there?
I guess that he is doing all he can to seal the power of Firefrost in, knowing that if he can succeed, the light will die in Fundendelv, the sleepers wake, and that will be the end.
Will he succeed?
He does not have the knowledge, nor has he the strength to destroy the stone. But then I lack the strength to take it back from him, so there the matter rests. Though we do not.
The worst thing about living on Audley Edge is that it's always uphill on the way home. Oh, stop and mow, Colin.
Tell you what, when we get to the top, how about some elevenses?
Smashing. It'll make my rucksack lighter.
Right. I didn't feel mine when we started out. Now it weighs a blooming ton. Let's go.
Colin, do you see what I see?
What? Blimey, it's the mist!
And you know what that house is, don't you?
St. Mary's Cliff.
You know who lives there?
Selina Place.
I'm being careful. Hey, let me look as well.
No, one at a time.
Oh, okay then. See anything?
Hang on, I can see a fire. Brazier. And old Selina just beside it. She's wearing a long black thing, sort of robe. And she's got a book.
What about Grimnir?
Can't see him.
But he must
there
be.
There he is. He's there. I see him.
Come, Demoriel. Seal the circle.
What's she doing?
Walking round the brazier. Something in her hand.
Seal the circle.
Looks like a bag. Now she's pouring something out of it. Powder? Sand, maybe. Black sand. She's drawing out a circle.
Come, Caspiel. Seal the circle.
What's Grimnir doing?
Nothing. Watching. She's done the circle.
Can't you see my tear?
No.
But it's got to be there.
Now Grimnir is giving her something. Looks like a catapult.
Catapult?
Sorry, forked stick. And she's...
Oh, golly!
That'll be her dogs! Oh, look! I think she may be coming! Help! Get down!
All right, my duty! You shall see it! Don't tear the door down!
Oh, no! She's gone to let them out! Run for it!
No! We'll never make it to the gate! She's left the front door open! Inside! Quick!
Must be crazy.
Crazier still if we stay outside.
We've got to hide.
Here, try this.
Sort of cloakroom. Ah, she's coming.
Get in, quick.
Don't shut the door. We've got to see where she goes.
I have a scent already. There may be nothing threatening, but we shall not feel safe until we are master of the stone. Give it to us now.
She's talking about Firefrost. Here, let me look this time. Oh, Colin, I can see my tear. Grimnir is giving it to her. She's putting it inside the circle. It's just exactly like Cadelin said.
What is?
Don't you see? Grimnir has found he can't make use of it. So he's brought it to our place to hide it.
What's she doing now?
Drawing curtains.
All is prepared.
Now what? Sue?
Don't know. She's putting something, sprinkling some sort of powder on the brazier.
Wow! Guy Fawkes Night!
Demoriel, Amenadiel, Caspiel, Carnepiel.
I think those dogs know we're in here.
Yes. Hope she shut the door okay.
What's she up to?
Don't know. But it gives me the shivers.
Me too. Can you make it out?
Not really. I think it's some sort of spell.
Come harbour him. Come harbour him. Come harbour him.
It's so hot suddenly. I'm stifling.
Me too. The room's going round.
Listen to that.
Yes.
Oh, this is awful. Let me look now. There's nothing to see. Oh, yes, there is. Keep still. She's coming out. They both are.
the stone safe.
The stone will be safe. We say it will. Now come. The fort is growing. Hurry!
Well, how do we get out of this mess?
I don't know. But we can't get out of anything yet. My tea is in that room.
Oh, Sue, no!
We'll never have another chance.
Sue, for Pete's sake, come back! You heard what old Place said.
I don't care. I've got to try. Are you coming, or am I going in there by myself?
Oh, all right, then. But we'll wish we hadn't.
All clear.
The heck it is. Sue, don't touch.
It's only smoke. A column of smoke.
Yes, but with faces in it.
My tea's in there.
Too bad. I'm going. Sue!
Wait! It's stopping. It's stopping. There's my tear. The tear's breaking the smoke. It's gone. The smoke's gone.
Careful!
Got it. Oh, my tear.
No! No! No!
Oh, crikey! Let's get out of this!
Right. Which way?
Front door! What about the dogs? Just have to risk it. I don't know. Are we not staying to find out? Get back! In here!
Oh, thank God it's a kitchen. There's a back door. Come on.
Oh, God, there's something on the other side of it.
Window! Colin, that dog! Did you see? It hadn't any eyes.
Didn't seem to need any. That door's not going to hold.
Maybe we can find a knife or something.
No! Get behind me! Use a chair. Back! Get back! Get back! Sue, I can't keep this up much longer.
Listen, there's a cupboard just behind us. I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
It's empty.
Right, get in. I'll throw the chair and come in after you. No! Shut the door! Shut it!
You all right?
Think so. What's happening?
I don't know. My ears are popping.
Ah!
What?
We're going down. The whole darn cupboard's going down.
What are you talking about?
Give me your hand. Feel. That's where the door ought to be.
Ow! Feels like rock.
It is rock, and it's going past us. We're in a sort of lift.
Where on earth are we?
Where in earth, more like. Can't see a thing.
There's nothing where the rock was.
Right. Sue, have you still got your rucksack?
My bike lamp's in the bottom.
So's mine, I hope. Let's have a feel.
Never ate our sandwiches.
No, or drank our lemonade. Here we are.
Oh my gosh.
We must be in a mine.
What do we do now?
Only one thing to do. We can't go back. Come on.
What was that?
The lift!
It's gone!
That's torn it. They'll be after us in no time. Hurry!
Oh, children of light and air, flee, flee. Behind you the known terror, before you the unknown. Flee, flee.
Flee through tunnels without end.
Flee through airless air as warm as blood.
Flee till you can flee no more.
Oh, no. We can't go down that.
We've got to.
No! The rope's all rotten, look.
No, it's not. Just mouldy. Anyway, we haven't any choice.
Oh, children of sun and wind, go down. The unfathomable shaft gapes under you, go down.
The greasy, sweating ladder groans and sways, go down.
143.
Go down, go down.
144. 145. I'm going to jump. I'm down. Jump, Sue.
All right. Oh. Now where?
Don't know.
Four tunnels, two flooded, two silted up.
This looks best. Well, the least bad.
Oh, gore!
What?
The ladder! Look, it's swaying. Someone must be on it.
Right, this one it is.
Tunnels,
twisting, branching, climbing, dropping,
mostly dropping.
Tunnels running into caves,
arching roof and floor,
turning into ledges.
Ledges dwindling to footholds,
dwindling to nothing, nothing. Caves.
Caves high and wide.
Back to tunnels.
Oh, Colin, absolutely got to have a drink.
Okay.
Don't drink it all. Oh, sorry, here.
Right. You lead for a bit.
Okay. I think this tunnel actually goes up.
Not before time.
Oh!
What's up?
Shaft!
So what?
Oh, gosh! No way round.
We'll just have to go back.
No.
I'm not crossing that plank. It's rotten.
Only a bit of it.
Colin, we've got to cross it. This tunnel leads somewhere, or the plank wouldn't be there.
I'll go. You shine your torch.
Careful.
All right. Oh, I'm over. It just tilts a bit towards the middle. Walk normally, don't look down.
Okay. Close. Let's go on, shall we?
Sure. Oh, no. This tunnel's going down as well.
Is it? Oh, crikey. Worse than ever.
No, wait. Hang on a tick. We're coming to the end of it. We're coming to another cave. Wow. Some cave.
Lake, I call it.
Can't even see the other side. Colin.
What?
You know what this means, don't you?
Back across the plank.
Right. Who's going first?
I will.
You sure?
Yes. Here we go. Shine the torch ahead of me, will you? Okay, it's easier this way. Plank slopes up a bit. Right, I'm there. Now you!
Right. Oh yes, it is quite a bit easier. I say, I wonder how deep the shaft is.
Sue, no! Don't look down! Sue! Stand up! What the hell's the matter with you? Sue!
Eyes! Eyes looking at me! Down there!
For God's sake, stay still! This end's slipping! Still! Now crawl! Come on! Look up at me. It's only a few feet.
Can't! I'm going to fall!
All right. Stay there. I'm coming. Now, give me your hand. Stand up. Just let go of my knees. Right. Well done. Now walk. Walk in step with me. Now. 1, 2, 3, 4, there.
Okay now.
Yes, sorry. I don't know what came over me.
The eyes.
Yes, they were moving. I felt as if a shaft were trying to swallow me.
We'd better rest a bit, then we'll go on back. Try another turning.
Yes, only one torch now.
I know.
Colin, we could stop again. I could do with another drink and maybe something to eat.
Well, okay, but not in the middle of the cave. There's a place we can get into, I think, just over there.
Oh, great. Oh, for heaven's sake.
What?
We've been here before.
We can't have.
We have. I know we have. Anyway, look. Our footprints.
I can't bear it. Here, take a sandwich if you want one. I'd better turn the torch out.
Yes.
My sandwich has got sand in it. It's disgusting. Sue? Sue, are you all right? Sue, where are you? Sue! Oh, no, Svart! Where are they? Why are they running away? To the torch? Maybe they can't stand the light. They're coming back again. Now what?
Oh, they like not the bite of steel, Svart Alpha. Ah, breath of Nidhogg. What's this? Have I too come here to be half-blinded?
I'm sorry, I'll turn it off. Oh,
you would have been much sorrier ere long had I not found you. Come with me, and quickly.
Who are you?
Durathror, son of Gondemar, prince of the Holdra folk. Now, come.
And suddenly, the Svart dropped me and ran, and there was Finadri right beside me.
Aye, indeed. And it is as well we overtook you when we did.
Overtook us?
Oh, yes, Colin. Just imagine, it wasn't Grimnir or Selina Place who were behind us. It was these two.
What? Do you mean to say, after all that...
Ah, what's done is done, and let me tell you, I have heard how you have taken back the stone, and I say that Cadellan, great wizard though he is, was wrong to say you have no part in this. You have shown yourselves worthy this day.
Cousin Wineskin, it is well said of you, your tongue would still wag if it were cut out. This talk is pleasant. But our errand is not over.
Ah, forgive me. Let us go. The way to the light is not long.
Maybe not. But you must know that one of the Svarts that tried to take our friend here is still living and will carry word.
Be quick, then. Stone Maiden, behind me. Then the young dog.
The what?
Take it not amiss. In my tongue, that is the meaning of your name, and it is honourable. Now, let us be going.
What I don't understand... is how you found us in the dark.
Ha-ha! How can an eagle fly? How can a fish swim?
And another thing. When you hit the Svart, it just crumbled into dust.
Aye, Svart cannot endure a bite of iron. It has a virtue which destroys their flesh. Would all such creatures were as they?
Shh. Be careful now. Come here beside me. This is the great cave of the Svartmund, and no place for us.
I remember that sound.
Yes, me too.
Oh, so the Svart Alpha before Netherwill. There shall be work for swords.
What? It would be a good fight, yes, but we should go under and the stone with us. We must pass unseen. Quick now. Hide before the mother can give you a come of us.
What's he saying to them?
That is our fault. And he drives them to a frenzy so that they will meet our swords.
Which otherwise they would not dare. What does the sight remind you of?
I don't know. Something horrible.
A seething stew of lizards, reptiles, creeping things, all cast into a mighty pit.
They will await us at the plank shaft, sir.
And if that fails, they will await us at the gate. Cousin, let us hurry thither. Our sword shall soon taste fat flesh, and such as live shall not forget us in the time to come.
Nay, cousin, have I not said? Far Frost is more than death in glory. The gate is not our way.
What then? There is no other.
Ah, but there is. There is a road so secret, deep and terrible. No Svart will ever tread it. Should we perish on it, then at least Far Frost will be hid and safe for untold centuries to come.
Cousin, do you know this road?
Nay, and hoped ever to be spared it. But my father trod it 7 times and spoke of it to me.
I take your meaning, and I like it not.
Children of light and air, the trials that you have undergone will seem as nothing when compared with what now lies ahead of you.
Here is the first of them. Look, a ledge around the high wall of a cave.
Broken.
Sloping outward.
Inches wide. No other way through to the tunnel you must reach.
Gently, stone maiden. Go gently. There is a firm spike by your right hand. Hold on to it. And rest. Jurathra will attempt it.
And instantly the second dwarf floats down feather light into the thick blackness of the cave, where soon the cries of slaughtered Svarts ring out.
And then suddenly he rises up again, as if he were a bubble in a deep, dark pool.
Then on they go, anon.
Until at last they stand beside the only way that leads to the Earl Delving.
The Earl Delving.
Surely we don't have to go down there.
Aye, and before our courage fails. Cousin, stand guard in case of Svarts, then join us when we're down.
A dreadful shaft tips under them
and turns upon itself.
And tips again and drops.
Down they go and down.
Sliding, leaping, gripping, fighting for their lives.
Dark, unbroken.
Save only by their one remaining little globe of light.
Until at last they stand on firm, wet sand.
Delving.
A part of it. We must win clear from here by sunset or spend the night in it, which would be grim indeed.
Can we rest a while and wait for Durasa?
Oh, yes, please. If he takes half as long as we did, he'll be ages.
Half, but he will not.
Durasa! How did you get down so fast?
Ah, how indeed. I fell
like this.
So that's it. You can fly.
Not I, but Valham can.
Valham?
This, my cloak of eagle's feathers, fashioned by the elves who gave it me in token of great friendship. Now come, let us go on.
In a moment, cousin, in a moment. Mm-hmm. It wants an hour to sunset, and not all of us came down the shaft so easily. Let us sit and share what food and drink remains.
Not much, I'm afraid, but here it is.
The Nadri. There is one thing I don't understand.
Only one?
How do you know to follow us?
Ah, that's quickly told. We heard that Grimnir had risen from the lake and gone a-visiting the Morrigan. We knew that where he was, there would be Far Frost also.
And we followed to St. Mary's Cliff, and Valham took me to a room under the eaves where old Shapeshifter and the Hooded One were sitting till the magic should be done.
I waited at the door below.
I set about them with Durnwin, this, my sword, and drove them down.
So that's what all the noise was on the stairs.
You didn't kill them, did you?
Alas, no. Their magic is too strong for that. But Durnwin they will not forget.
Then we heard the woman's hound and went into the kitchen where it was and slew it.
Aye, but not before we saw a hand that shut a cupboard door and on its wrist a bracelet and a stone.
We opened up the cupboard.
But too late. The box had gone down and you with it.
And the rest you know.
So when I told you I had fire frost, you already knew.
So we did, but the honour of the telling belonged to you. Oh. Now, friends, we must move on.
Cousin, tell me something. How do we go on from here? This little cave has no way out.
But it does. It lies beneath your feet.
Oh.
What? That rabbit hole?
Stone maiden, even if it were the eye of a needle, we should have to enter it.
Oh.
Now, you and Colin, tie your knapsacks each to an ankle.
Durathro, you and I must push our swords ahead of us. Courage, friends. We shall not speak again until we come to safety.
Oh, children of sun and wind, now you know what it is to be a creature of the earth.
A mole.
A worm.
This awful crevice squeezes in on you, close as an overcoat of stone.
Close as a second skin.
Tight.
Airless.
Stifling.
Oh, no. It's dead end. I must have taken the wrong turn.
No, child, no. This is the road. Feel down. Your clasping prison doubles back and down upon itself, and so must you.
Oh! But how was Colin going to get his leg to our net?
Ah, how indeed.
He's coming now.
He feels the way.
Head down and under.
Body following.
Long, skinny shanks.
No! Ah, I'm stuck! Ah! Girathra, my legs are jammed against the roof! I'm stuck! Girathra, I'm stuck!
Quiet!
Ah!
Panic will not help.
Help!
Be still. That's better. Now, breathe slow. Good. And now, go limp and charge a little. Well, hold on. A little more. And bend your knees.
I'm through!
Good!
Our children of light and air.
The earth is not the only enemy.
The hunters lie ahead of you. Beware. Beware.
Well, now, taken all in all, the owl delving has not used us ill.
You've got to be joking!
It can be very cruel. But from here, we are in little danger. Stone Maiden, turn off the lamp. And then look to your right.
Can't see a thing.
Let your eyes accustom to the dark.
Is that the daylight?
It is. Oh. We are at the very bottom of the edge. Oh. And now, a little walk, an easy climb, and we shall tread the elf road back to Fundendelv.
I can't believe it. Real daylight, real air, and there's trees and grass and fields. I can even hear music.
So can I. It sounds like a harp.
It is a harp. See, on golden stone a Stromkarl plays.
Does your road lead to Fundendelv?
It does, and we take with us the weird stone of Brisingamen.
I'm glad, but you will not go to Fundendelv.
What? How so?
Grimnir sits by Holywell, and the Morrigan watches the gates. Others will gather with the night. It will be dark within the hour. See, you are not then under the sky.
Ah, our swords will ever be at your command.
Our people will aid you where they may. Fare you well.
And fare you well.
Oh, gosh. Was all that true?
Of course. A Stromkarl is of water. How can you lie? Ah, fool that I am. My thoughts were all on getting to the light of day and not what we should do when once we'd got there.
Maybe we can reach the farm before it's dark.
Yes. Now there's a good plan. We should do so and before the Morthbrood or the Svarts have news of us, although what shelter it will be, I wonder.
What of the stone?
We must find Cadellan.
How can we do that?
I know of only one way that is sure. I am to meet him at the top of Shucklingslow on the morning of the fourth day after this. Our greatest task will be to avoid the Morthbrood for so long.
The final part of the Weird Stone of Brisingamen will continue in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
We now conclude our tale of the Weird Stone of Brisingamen.
Hello? What have we got here? You look as if you've been through every mile pit between here and Warnish Nook. Who are these two?
Calford, this is...
Wait a minute. I know this one. You're the little fellow who threatened me back in the summer, aren't you? Well, I've got a bone or two to pick with these.
Calford, just a minute.
And I'd like to know what mischief you've been getting these children into. So, that's your game.
Calford, the Fenodri, for goodness sake.
Indeed, I am the one who saw Tered last summer. And much ill has come of what you said that day, but I mean you no harm, Farmer Mossack. Instead, I crave your help, for every moment we stand here exposed to watching eyes is perilous.
Yes, that's right. Garvey, you've got to trust him.
Got to, have I?
You've got to trust them both. They've already saved our lives more than once today. And we really must go in the house. It's almost dark.
All right, you can come in, all of you. Though not with that thing in your hand, my friend. That's more like it. And I'll just say this before we start. I don't know what you've got to tell me, but it best be good. I don't know. This is the rummiest stew I ever come across. What about thee, miss?
Well, there's little use in saying pigs conna fly when you see them catching swallows. But I dunna like the sound of it.
And you say you've got to get our lassie's bridestone to the top of Shuttling's Law be Friday dawn? Well, that wouldna be difficult. You can stay here if you've a mind and catch the bus to Macclesfield.
Oh, no.
No. We dare not stay so long in one place. We must be gone tomorrow and on foot.
I say, wouldn't it be better if we had our bicycles? We left them just outside St. Mary's Cliff.
We? Oh, no, my lass. No we about it. No one's going to drag these children off on any more madcap errands, and that's final.
Oh,
but Bess.
No, it's no good saying, oh, but Bess. I mean, what would your mother think if she knew of all these goings-on already? And what we'd say to her if you two left here in the morning and never came back? We're responsible, after all.
Mistress Mossack, if Colin and Susan do not see this through to the end in the company of those best fitted to help them, their chances of ever setting eyes on their parents or home again will be less than little. It would be madness to leave them here and unprotected.
You mean that, don't you? Gowther, what does that think?
Well, yon's a good point. All the same, as I says, we are still responsible. And I... What's that?
Do not move. This is the place, woman.
Hi, I'm here. What do you want?
You know what. Hand over to us the children, the dwarves and the stone, and you shall go unharmed.
And supposing I tell thee to go jump in the mullin?
Do not play the fool with us, Mossack. You have a minute to open this door before we break it, and you...
Pay no heed, she is bluffing. They cannot pass over a threshold unbidden. It is an old, strong spell and binding.
Right. Mrs. Place, I'll make it quite clear how we stand. We are not coming out, and you cannot come in.
Listen, all of you. Because we cannot enter, do not think that you are safe, for we have called on those to whom the spells that hold us back are meaningless, and they will come to you. Listen, dwarves. Can you not hear them? The Mara are stirring.
Well, that does it. We'll be out of here first thing in the morning. Bess, when Sam Albert comes, I'll fix with him to take thee to the sisters. They'll be safe enough there. He can keep an eye on this place.
What will you do, Farmer Mossack?
I'll be coming with you.
Well, Farmer Mossack, we know that Swarts are around your farmstead in the night and others of the Morth brood. Oh, naught worse than that, which is good. Yonder is what I do not like.
Cousin, what make you of those clouds to the north? They have not moved since dawn when we set out.
Yes, Thimble Winter.
That was my thought also.
We shall know when night comes. Oh.
Thimble Winter? What's Thimble Winter then?
Oh. Farmer Mossack, there are some things better left untold. That is one. The Mara is another. I hope we may not have to deal with them, but until we do, you will rest happier in your ignorance.
Aye. You're a supercilious little fellow when you want to be, aren't you?
I do not mean to give offence, but I must ask you to lean on our judgment in this venture. You are in our world now, and without us you will not regain your own, although you seem to feel it underneath your feet.
Sorry. I spoke out of turn.
It is no matter.
Oh, look! There are two hikers down by Carter's farm.
Oh. And two more there. They're out early.
And with good reason. They spy for the Mossbrood, or I am not my father's son.
What? Them?
Aye, them, and very likely any others we shall meet.
Not to mention all the scarecrows.
Now, get away. They're pulling our legs.
By no means. Scarecrows are the very eyes of the Mossbrood.
Have you not observed how they have multiplied?
Aye. Now you come to mention it. There's one in every blessed field round here. Even the pasture.
Just so, and that is why we go along the lanes.
Though there are others we shall not avoid so easily.
Nay, cousin, it is precisely to escape all eyes that we must make for Radnor Wood.
Do you think we've shaken them off?
The hikers, certainly. The birds, I am not so sure. They will be waiting for us up above the trees.
What's that? God, it's all, it's raining, crows.
Nay, do not touch them. They are evil even in death.
What's going on?
Your crow's got a little arrow in it.
They all have.
Cousin, look. The arrows. It is the Leos Alpha.
Artlenno, it is I, Durathro. Show yourselves!
Peace, cousin! It is not the Leos Alpha. How can it be?
Who else, then? Who else? Artlenno!
Peace, I say, before the Mothbrood hear us!
The Leos Alpha have been gone from the long wood of Radnor these 200 years. They will not come back.
No. See, an eagle feather. A white eagle feather. What do you say now?
It is the Leos Alpha.
Oh, sweet memory.
Who are the Leos Alpha?
They are the elves.
The elves, aye. They who gave me Valheim, and for whom I forfeited my father's love. Oh, dearer to me than my own kin they were, until Atlandor let the north... North out of the poison and the ugliness that men have brought upon this land, and which is death to elves. I would have gone with them, but he would not let me.
Why not?
Atlenno said I had a duty here.
And was he not right, cousin?
Aye, but when you have lived among the people of light and lose their companionship, the loss is nigh unbearable.
Maybe we should move now. But with caution.
Oh, no!
What now?
Open fields!
Aye. And those darn birds are back again. But look, if we can pick our time and dodge about a bit, we'll reach them trees down by the wall. Now, from there, I reckon we can make it to the coverts by Marleith.
And then...
There's a bridge over Babrook on the road to Macclesfield. We can lie up there. Now, let's wait till this lot's gone.
Quick, now! Down under the bridge! There's a flock of old blasting crows coming back!
Well done, Farmer Mother. Well done. I begin to have hopes of this quest. We are clear of Radnor, and I think the Mothbrood have lost the trail.
Just so long as we don't have to stay here too long.
Aye, it's sort of a modern rubbish. So, what do we do now?
Yes. Let me tell you what we shall try. North of Shuttlingslow lies Macclesfield Forest. It is a wild place, but a safe hiding till Friday dawn, when we can walk the mile across the moors to Shuttlingslow.
Provided that we reach the forest, cousin. Look at the sky.
I have seen.
Enormous black clouds. They're moving now, all right.
Is this... What was that you called it?
Fimbulwinter. I fear so. The Mothbrood have called Rimthor to their aid, and the ice giant's breath will soon be upon us. How long have we, do you think?
An hour, 2 hours, no more.
At least naught can find us in this!
Nay, but nor can we contend with such a storm! There is a fallen tree here!
Let us make the most of what we have.
Aye. Farmer Muntuck! Colin! Susan! Under here!
This is the worst storm I've ever seen! Oh, my feet! I'm going to put them in my rucksack!
Happy, this may be better than nothing, but we cannot stay here, you know. It'll be dark in half an hour, and if we don't get a roof over our heads by then, we won't have been eating Monday morning.
You're right! I think the wind is gaining strength. Let you and me see what we can find.
I wish Gartham of the Noddery would hurry up. I'm so thirsty. I've drunk masses of snow.
It is the snow thirst. When water is so cold, it seems to dry the mouth and lips.
I could drink a gallon of milk. Make that 2 gallons. Ooh. And I've got pins and needles. I've absolutely got to stand up. Yeah. I think I can see someone. Something!
Where? Show me. Down! Colin, down! Lie still!
Did you see it?
I saw.
What was it?
Mara.
Did I hear you, cousin? Mara, was it?
Aye. It is this instant gone by. Mercifully, it did not see nor scent us.
Then it has missed our tracks. We must move. Pick up your things.
What is this, Mara?
A kind of troll. Implacable in pursuit. Only our wits can save us now. Unfortunately, we have more than they. Cousin, what is your plan?
Reedsmere is close by. We shall go there.
Reedsmere? I had given no thought to that.
Nor I. We must not hope for wonders. Ah! They have our scent for sure! Run!
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 Sue! What did you see? I can't describe it! It was horrible! Come on!
Keep together! If we separate, we are lost!
Hey, we've come to water. We're going to go on.
Back then! Back!
Are we going to do that either?
We have no choice. We may pass through them.
Aye, we may.
Which way? Oh, no! There's water this side, too!
Here, this is daft. I don't ask anybody to believe this, but we're on an island.
Then praise be! He will not find us now. Our trail ended at the water's edge and our island is invisible to them.
Is it now? You didn't surprise me in the least. But you could also tell us how we got here without swimming and how we're going to get back to the land again.
I do not doubt that we shall walk from here at sunrise, having slept both safe and well. This is the Isle of Angharad Goldenhand, Lady of the Lake. It is one of the 2 floating isles of Logris to which we have been guided. Let us sleep now, and at peace, for I know the lady will watch over us.
Durathro, at Lendor, told me what he knew of your adventures before he went north again. He was ill of the smoke sickness and could not remain, although he lingered long enough to settle with the Morthbrood spies in Radnor Wood. Yes, Durathro. It was he, but he dared not stay to talk with you. And now, take these as the gifts of Angharad Goldenhand. Here are cloaks of giant's hair, and proof against the worst of Fimbulwinter. And for you, Susan, Stone Maiden, there is something else. Here, wear this as a bracelet. It is a plain thing in its way, but it will guard you on your journey, and when the other is once more with Cadellan Silverbrow, think of this as fair exchange.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you.
And may the sleepers lie safe in Fundendelve.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What's happening? Where am I? Colin, you awake?
Yes. We all are.
I've had the most fantastic dream.
Dream, do you say? We too have dreamt.
But you were in our dream. Were we not in yours?
Yes.
And look, cloaks of giant's hair to cover us.
And what about this?
Aye. A bracelet from the hand of Ankarad is precious indeed.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether I'm sleeping, awaking, or dreaming, or what.
Men have ever thought that dreams are not reality.
A silver bracelet's real enough, isn't it?
It is. And see you wear it always. I know it will not fail you in need.
Cousin, the dawn is coming up. I think our little ark has grounded.
Yes. And now we have to think how best to cross a landscape of unbroken snow and not be seen. I do not think we were observed. What do you say, cousin?
I saw no one and heard naught. We have done well.
But now, between here and the forest lies nothing but unbroken snow. And truly, I do not know how we are to cross it. Well, we had better rest while we may. Colin, will you keep the midday watch?
All right.
We others ought to sleep a little, if we can.
How still it is. No wind and nothing moves. Not even the water of the lake, frozen solid. We could run across it if we had to the island. Ah!
What? What's wrong?
Look, there! By the island! A man on horseback!
Well met, Gaberlunzie. But you frightened the young dog here.
I have been looking for you.
For us?
There is trouble in the north. I came to seek aid for the Lias Alka. I stopped by Fundindel, but there was no answer, only the Morth brood. Last night I heard the Mara.
There is trouble here also. Will you bide now? Will you help us?
I cannot bide. I am needed northward within the week. But what is your trouble?
Too long to tell now. Except that we must meet Cadell and Silverbrow on Shuttlingslow at Friday dawn, or the world we know may not endure. Meantime, the Morth brood seek us.
And the Mara too.
Do you go to Shuttlingslow by way of the forest?
If we can, we scarcely dare to move openly.
Then I will take you to the forest. Mount!
Hey, now, wait on. There's five of us and you. You cannot ride six on one poor beast like that.
Do not worry, my friend. My horse is not of earthly stock. Six will be nothing to him. Mount, I say.
Look! The nest! Grimnir!
It is nothing of the sort. I was expecting this. A good white mist will blind the Morph brood. It will speed us on our way. Fenodiri, you come up behind me, man, and tell me as we ride what draws the things of darkness after you. Friends, our ways part here. I shall not halt. My trail must seem to be unbroken. And do not try to cover yours. Seek the trees. Lie up till Friday dawn.
But they will track us down.
No. Soon you will see a family of foxes. Do not harm them. They will roll and tumble in the snow. And who will track you then or scent you underneath the reek of fox? Jump, now. And when you meet him, wish Cadellin well.
Cousin.
Aye.
You hear that?
It is the Black Hunt. Surely they will find us now. We are so close.
Maybe I should wake the others.
Wait. If it passes, well and good. If not, it is better they should be sleeping.
It is passing.
Aye. Gaberlunzie and his foxes have not failed us. What time is it?
Some 2 hours to dawn.
You sleep now. In an hour, we must be setting out.
I pray that nothing keeps Cadell in Silverbrow from Shuttlingslow. Be careful now. We've come to the edge of the trees.
There is light in the east.
Is that the top of Shuttlingslow?
It is.
How far is it?
About a mile, I reckon.
Oh, that's no distance.
It may be greater than you think. Cousin, do you see anything, hear anything?
No.
Then let us be going.
Crumbs! It's freezing up here. I've got to move.
No! Keep down off the skyline.
Oh, where on earth Cadellin got to? He said dawn.
He will come.
The sun has not yet risen.
Oh, but it will do any minute. Looks as if we've shot our bolt, doesn't it? What do? Lie here and wait to be picked like apples?
We must wait until the last moment. Whatever happens now, we shall not escape the eyes of the North Brood.
Hey, Fenodori! Drethro! Look! I think the Moth Brood is trying to surround us.
Indeed they are. Cousin, can we stem this tide?
Nay, but since it has come to this, we must draw what teeth we can before we go down to rest. At least I will die as I have lived.
Dad! Did you say Dad? I'm not going to sit here like a dummy and just let them take the stone off me. I'm going to make a run for it.
Sue, no! Come back!
The child has gone mad!
No, she's the only one of us with any sense! We're not surrounded yet by a long chalk. Come on, get after her!
Run, then, all of you! Susan! Susan!
Cross the stream and then towards the crest the other side!
Now, dwarfs and children of the day, run, run.
The hunt is on, for we, the creatures of the dark, are after you.
The birds of night are over you.
Dwellers in the pit behind you. The blind hounds of the Morrigan lead the field, and after them the Mara, grey and terrible.
Despair. There is no escape from us.
Durathro! What are you doing, man? Keep up! Oh, cousin! Well done! Well struck! Did you see that, Farmer Mossack? The hounds are dead.
Aye, I saw. Then where's the Mara?
The Mara?
Cousin! Look to the girl! Behind you!
Wait! No! Oh, girl, oh, stone maiden! By all the powers. The Mara is melting, Farmer Mossack. Melting!
I see that. Like butter in an oven.
But why?
What did the girl do?
Is she still alive?
Doesn't even look as if she's hurt. Are you hurt, lass?
No. What happened?
You tell us.
I know what happened. Look at Angharad's bracelet.
By cow. It's all bent and twisted. Young creature must have touched it.
Aye, that was it, surely. Blessed be the name of Golden Hand.
She's given that mob something to think about, any road.
But not for long, I fear. Here comes the woman.
Cowards, weaklings, why do you falter? On, on! What? Are you all such wretches? Amara is destroyed. What a mess.
Fenodori, look! On Shuttling's Low!
Ah! Cadellan!
Where?
Cadellan!
And he has seen us!
Aye, but how are we to hold out till he gets here?
Forward, I command you, forward! Take them, and woe betide any who hang back.
They are moving! We cannot stand against them here!
Make the Clulo cross!
Have them. Take them alive. I want their lives, or answer with your own.
My arm! My sword!
Stone, maiden!
The stone! Give me the stone! Come in behind me, clasp it to my wrist.
It's there.
Brave girl. No. In the name of Aslendor. Valham, save me.
He flies.
He has the stone.
Lost? What do you mean, lost?
Up, ye birds of night. Up, I tell you. Bring the creature down.
Oh, dwarf. Did you believe your elvish cloak could save you now? A thousand birds, all beak and claw, are at you.
See how the eagle's feathers fall like snow. And you now after them.
down.
Our son of Gondomar, this is the end of you.
He's dead. No, he's moving.
By Gow, he's on his feet.
Cousin Durathro, make for the cross. Stand against it.
Save your breath, dwarf. He is finished.
You do not know my cousin, Lady Morrigan. Watch.
Gondomar!
By gum, is that one man or an army?
He's winning! The Lothric is winning!
This is shameful! Vile, miserable crew! One dwarf, one wounded dwarf with half a sword, and you flee!
Oh, Cadellin, where are you? Hurry, hurry!
At him, I command you! At him!
Hey, what's he doing? Why is he bending down like that?
Durathro, stand up! They're going to attack again! Stand up!
He cannot, alas. He cannot. Oh, cousin. My cousin.
So one is dead.
And four are prisoner.
It is done. The day is ours. The stone is ours that hangs now like a teardrop from the dead one's wrist.
But what next? What next, indeed? For which of us shall have it?
Where is my messenger?
See, it is the chief of all the birds of night.
Come swooping, floating like an autumn leaf. To light upon the headless cross, to perch upon the dead one's wrist.
Well done, my pretty one. Take it. Take the weird stone. There!
Oh, no! That filthy bird has got my tear!
Not yours, child. Mine! See, all of you, the weird stone of Brisingamon!
That, if it pleases you.
Now, my beauty, bring it to me!
Yup. Who's yon?
Where?
Him. Coming through the Morph Brood like a raging bull.
I know that one.
It's Grimnir. What does he want?
The stone, what else?
Hey, Fnodery, have you seen the sky behind him? What's the matter with it? Is it a storm?
A storm? By the light. It is the wolf.
The wolf? But surely it's just a cloud.
Ah, my Lady Morrigan, have you not seen... The wolf of Managarm is on the rampage.
The what? What's that you say, dwarf?
The wolf of Managarm.
Managarm? Where?
There. There. He has been sent from Ragnarok. Nastrond has found you out.
Pain, take him! Beware! Beware, all of you! The wolf of Managarm is after us! Save us! You black heart and carcass! Bring me the stone! Bring it!
What do we have to do now? Get out of here while we can. Find Cadellin.
We are lost without the stone.
Hey, wait! Yon hooded fellow's caught the crow! He's getting lit here!
What?
Oh, no! Grimnir! Traitor!
What? After him, then. He must not escape.
He's coming back.
Quick,
No. We've got him. Fenodery, how did you do that?
Do what?
You threw your sword at him, didn't you?
My sword arm is useless.
Hey, watch it. He's going to get up.
I can see his face. It isn't Grimnir. It's Cadellin. We've killed Cadellin!
No, here is Cadellin.
I don't understand what's happening.
The sword is mine. I threw it.
Then who is this whom we call Grimnir?
It is Govanon. Govanon. My brother. You hear me? Oh, my brother. This is the peak of the sorrow of all my years. That it should come like this. and at my hand.
Grimnir! Grimnir! Do you hear me? Listen! The weird stone! Do not give it to him, Grimnir! I am coming for it! Give it to me!
Ah, my Lady Morrigan. And if I do so, will it save you from the wrath that is above us even now? Cadelin, brother, behold the weird stone of Brisingamen. Take it. Take it.
May your black soul live forever and in torment.
Woman, see, here is Firefrost. Here is Brisingamen. It is in my hand, and the sleepers lie safe in Fundindelv. Now get you to Ragnarok. Fly with your sisters! Fly!
Cadelin, what have you done to her? Is that Selina Place, that miserable old crow?
Aye. Though she fly as high as the moon, it'll not profit her now. She's gone.
Aye, but for how long?
We thought everything had gone this morning, as included. We'd just about given up.
Aye, when you weren't there on Shuffling's Low.
I did not expect to come upon the Mara. Nor indeed that Firefrost would now be lying in my palm. But come, we must make haste or we too shall be lost. Gather Mossack, stand in front of me. Hold my left hand on your shoulder. Colin, Susan here. On either side. Hold tight to my robe. Fenodori, sit at my feet. Cling fast to my hem. Where is Durathro?
There.
What... We must guard him.
Mayor Cadelin, my cousin is already guarded well enough.
Ah, so be it. Now, Brisingamen, let your light stream forth and gird about us as it were a tent of adamantine crystal, so that the rage of Managarm beat vainly on us as a feather on a stout fortress. In the name of the power... Drox, Muroch, Zenoroth. Behold, the darkness is past. The wolf has devoured his own. The good light of the sun pours down on fields of white. Wind smoothed. Only we five remain.
The creatures of earth and night have passed away. No gaunt, dark shape lies in the snow.
Alas, no brave, squat figure sleeps by Clulo Cross.
Away to the south, a black cloud rolls.
There will be joy and many tears. And this was the tale of the weird stone of Brisingamen. And here is an end of it.
In the weird stone of Brisingamen, Colin was played by Mark Kingston and Susan by Andre Murphy. Robin Bailey was Cadelin and Grimnir. James Tomlinson, Gowther Mossack, and Rosalind Knight, Selina Place. Fenodori was played by George Parsons, Durathro by Ronald Herdman, and Bess by Patsy Byrne. Edward D'Souza was Gabalunzi and Nastrond, and Anne Jemison, Angharad Goldenhand. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Robin Bailey is a National Theatre player. The Weird Stone of Brisingamen was written by Alan Garner, dramatised by David Wade and directed in Manchester by Caroline Smith.